form. Essence is another arm. That's what we are talking about. Because, yes?
Whatever that eye may see, this eye turns to that. You are where, your origin is nowhere. Shut up this shop and open that shop. Do not flee to the six directions, because in directions there's the Shastara, and the Shastara is mate.
Means what? First of all, there is no Shastara. That's mispronunciation, things like that. That's Sheshtara. Okay, these two verses are one of those who should be highlighted, and you memorize it, and you know them. First one, it said, you are in physical space, makan. Makan means physical place, not where. You are in physical place, but your essence is out of the physical dimension. Close the physical dimension, open the other. Then it goes in six. Six for Rumi is very important. Yes, he has six modules here of book. He should have noticed that he's doing something that everybody will cry out loud. That where is the seventh? Because seven is the heaven, right? Everybody loves Rumi and Susan Shish. Six. Why? Because six is reality. Three dimension, when they have back and forth, become six. Front, back, up, down, left, right. This is six. So whenever he wants to explain the physical environment, he will say six-sided. You will say cube six-sided, right? Then he goes back to Bhagavan. In Bhagavan there are six holes, and you're playing with the dice, so the maximum you could jump is six. If your opponent will block six of his places, then you have no place to go. No use. Of course, Bhagavan is not precise. Anyhow, we say, do not run in the six dimensions, or for us, three dimensions and directions, because that's like becoming that Shishtari. Means, if you believe only in six dimensions, you're dead. There is more than that. There is another dimension to us. So do not run to this six directions. Don't escape to the physical existence. There is something more than that. And he will repeat this. Because then he will say, do not run in this six dimension stuff. Because that's where you will die. That's the reality. There is something else. Let's see that something else. Now we come back to the story of the prison. Yes.
How the prisoners lay a complaint on the insolvent's high-handedness before the agent of the Qadi. The prisoners came to complain to the Qadi's agent, possessed of discernment, saying, take now our salutations to the Qadi and relate the sufferings inflicted on us by this vile man. For he has remained in this prison continuously, and he is an idle gadabout, a lickspittle, and a nuisance. Like a fly, he impudently appears at every meal without invitation and without salam. To him, the food of 60 persons is nothing. He feigns himself deaf if you say to him, enough. No morsel reaches the man in prison, or if by means of 100 contrivances he discovers some food. That hell throat at once comes forward. This is argument that God has said, eat ye Justice, justice against such a 3 years famine. May the shadow of our Lord endure forever. Either let this buffalo go from prison or make him a regular allowance of food from a trust fund. O thou by whom both males and females are happy, do justice. Thy help is invoked and besought. The courteous agent went to the Qadi and related the complaint to him point by point.
What it means courteous?
Courteous.
Because in Persian it's cute. Cute, one of my cute. We say with salt. With a little bit salt in Persian language means cute. No. So what did you receive? Anyhow, okay.
The Qadi said, get up and depart from this prison. Go to the house which is your inherited property. He replied, my house and home consist in my beneficence. As an infidel, thy prison is my paradise. If thou wilt drive me from the prison and turn me out, verily I shall die of destitution and beggary. Like a devil who was saying, O preserver, O my Lord, grant me a respite till the day of resurrection.
And it's Latin because it's Arabic again. It's the Satan who will say, O God, look at me day and night. I'm trying to kill your children. Yes.
For I'm happy in the prison of this world, in order that I may be slaying the children of my enemy.
You see, translation of that Arabic, somehow in Persian. Yes?
If anyone have some food of faith and a single loaf as provision for the journey, I may seize it, now by plot and now by guile, so that in repentance they may raise an outcry. Sometimes I may threaten them with poverty, sometimes bind their eyes with tress and mold. In this prison, the food of faith is scarce, and that which exists in the noose through the attack of this cur. From prayer and fasting, and 100 helplessnesses, the food of spiritual feeling come. He at once carries it off. I seek refuge from God, from his Satan. We have perished, alas, through his overweening disobedience.
This is again completely in Arabic. Yeah.
He is one cur. And he goes into thousands, into whomsoever he goes, he becomes he.
Looking for Satan? Pay attention that he doesn't have one face. He is just a dog who will go in the people and will transform them. So, you have to know the Satan. How? Is it? When you're looking at the people and suddenly feel chilly, the Satan is there. Because the presence of the people should warm your heart. If it doesn't, the Satan is there. Yes?
Whoever makes you cold, know that he is in him. The devil has become hidden beneath his skin. When he finds no form, he comes into imagination, in order that imagination may lead you into woe.
Now, of course, here there are difficulties, because he's trying to explain something very delicate, right? That what we call Satan, what we call negative, where is that hunter in me that I'm a sitting dog for it? It started right from the beginning. He's talking about that. Here the verse is very difficult. First of all, yes, when we find form, the form doesn't do it, because in Arabic it's surat. Surat means face. Surat means face. Surat. wrath means pictures.
Images.
And image, but more than all of that, means imagination. Tasavvur, when we say tasavvur, means imagining. You see? So it's one part is surat, which is tasavvur, imagining, looking at and the picture. The other word is khiyal, which is again another kind of imagination and imagining. It doesn't find tasavvur, it will come in the imagination. So it's complicated like that. That's, yes?
And so that last imagination is khiyal.
Yes. The first one is
surat.
Is it what? The surat, yes. Yes, form is correct, but here is more than that, because it carries the imagination as well. In Arabic it's like that. Second one is khiyal. And khiyal will be repeated twice, yes?
Now the imagination.
Yes, the imagination of vacation and imagination of the business, imagination of knowledge and the family and homeland. Things like that.
Beware, say at once, God help me, again and again. Not with tongue alone, but from your very soul.
Why? Why not from your tongue, from the soul? We hear about somebody from the tongue. This is Lahol. Remember the story of don't give Lahol to the donkey? Here is the Lahol again. He will say, that Lahol you should say with your heart. In your heart you should believe that Hab will change everything. Nothing will change and transform the thing like Hab. You have to have it in your heart, not just saying or declaring. Yes. Yes.
On line 631, what is trust and more?
Which line?
631.
631.
Sometimes I may threaten with poverty. Sometimes.
Yes, sometimes I may threaten them with poverty. Sometimes bind their eyes with. No way to translate it, because this is one of the silly Persian part of it. In old Persia, there are some requirements for the beauty. One is a black dot. We call it a spot, you see.
Small, right?
They talk about this. Why? Oh, there is a lot of hidden meanings over there. First of all, this is something wrong, because this is a silk skin, that spot. What do you say? But when it is on the face of the beloved, even that imperfection is beautiful. That's why they talk about Khal a lot, right? That's why the mood is there. Yes?
The Qadi said, show plainly that you are insolvent. Here are the prisoners, he replied, as thy witnesses.
Now is this story, you see, let's stop over there. He talked about everything, he came back to Lahore and said, with that Lahore, I said, the guy said Lahore was no good, because the guy was no good. You should say Lahore, not like him. Do you remember the sermon, automatic? Say Lahol, from your heart it should come. Let's go back to the story. Yes.
They, said the Qadi, are suspect because they are fleeing from you and weeping blood. Also, they are suing to be delivered from you. By reason of this self-interest, the testimony they give is worthless. All the people belonging to the court of justice said, we bear witness both to his insolvency and to his degeneracy. Everyone whom the Qadi questioned about his condition said, my Lord, wash thy hands of this insolvent.